offer something a bit different for this series of podcasts. Life Between the Vines visited Chicago last month for the Alsace Rocks event. There's not enough great things you can say about these fantastic wines. So here we offer interviews with four winemakers growing each of their family legacies in wine. In fact, they do rock Alsace. We begin with podcast number 336 with Laura Adam of Jean-Baptiste Adam. Don't forget to check out the video on our YouTube channel. I'm in Chicago for Alsace Rocks, and I'm here with Laura Adam of Jean-Baptiste Adam.
Yes, exactly. That's perfect.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good. So I just got you fresh out of the seminar that you just had, which was wonderful. I think the whole panel did a great job in making some of us understand Alsace a little bit better. There were some very old wines, and I was, wow.
Yeah.
Is that a commonality in Alsace, to get people to understand that these wines are so ageable?
I will say yes and no. It depends the point of view. But for example, for all the winemakers, we always say the Alsace wine age so well. But unfortunately, the customers, they don't most of the time have the chance to be able to taste all those wines. But yes, it's really something that we explain every day. Alsace wine can age. It's really important. And I was really happy today to be able to show that yes, Alsace can age, and even more than 40, 50 years. I'm really, really lucky because I'm the 15th generation from the family Jean-Baptiste Saint-Dame, and my grandfather began to keep some bottle. And today I'm able to taste with my family sometimes Riesling or Gewürztraminer with 30, 40 years. And it's amazing how it's good, you know. Of course, it will be different than the young vines, more crisp and fresh on the fruit flavor. But for example, in my domain, we have mostly granite soil, and the granite gives us amazing minerality. It's so a good wine. It's so good, and it's also so nice to blend, I will say, to match with different kind of food, like old cheese as well, or these kind of things. But yes, Alsace wine can age really well. After, it depends the grape variety, the vintage. Of course, it's different every year. To be honest, sometimes also we have lots of surprise, because everybody said, oh, this was one of the best vintage, and when we open the bottle, you know, 20 or 30 years after, we are a little bit disappointing. We say, oh, it's good, but not as I thought, you know. And it's the opposite. Some small vintage, not really famous, you know. My grandfather sometimes just said, oh, we will keep 6, 12 bottles to see. And 20 years after, it's amazing. And it's nice to say that the wine is alive. And we never know how would be the wine after 10 or 20 years. And sometimes we had great, great surprise. Even I love, for example, the Muscat. Muscat grape variety, it's not one of the most famous in Alsace, but a great old Muscat can be amazing with lots of verbena, mint flavor. It's really interesting. All Alsace wine can age, I can say.
Well, you know, this question was coming, and here it is. A woman winemaker, we you know, you talked extensively about that, and for my own personal opinion, it doesn't matter. A good winemaker is a good winemaker. There's always been this theory of women having more taste receptors. From what you had to say, it doesn't matter to you. You do the job. And that's what it should be, right?
Exactly. For me, it's something totally natural and totally normal. Why a woman can be a winemaker, I don't understand, you know, this question. For me, it's totally, I'm not a woman winemaker. I'm just a winemaker, and I do the wine as I like, and I really don't care to say I'm a woman or man. I really think that we need to make the wine that we can drink, that we like, and then we will always have a customer who enjoy or not the wine. But it's the most important thing is just to make really the wine as we can drink every day.
And you made the point, the wine you make is the wine you like to drink.
Exactly, exactly. For me, for example, I prefer the dry style of wine. I like the gastronomic style of wine. And even with my father, we decided to stop it some cuvée, a little bit too sweet, you know. It's for me, I always say that I can sell the wine that I like. And if I don't like the wine, I don't sell it, you know. It's really important. But I love the dry wine, but not only, of course, some Pinot Gris or Gewürztraminer. If it's not dry, for me, it's not a problem. It's really wine that I love also, like a late harvest. It's amazing to age. We just spoke before about aging the wine, but a good late harvest after 5 years, it's just really good. And I don't say that I produce only dry style of wine. I produce mostly dry style of wine, but for me, a good Gewürztraminer, good Pinot Gris, even if it's a little bit sweeter, off dry, if the acidity is important, the wine will be for sure appreciated as well.
Sure. Now, the winery is how old?
400 years old. Really old. We celebrated our 400 years old, four years ago, something like this. And since 1614, we make the wine in the same winery. And today I'm really happy to be the 15th generation. It's lots of pressure sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
But at the same time, it's really nice to sometimes when I walk in my cellar and I just think about all the generation before me. It's amazing. It's really important for me to continue to work in this winery and then to give slowly the winery to my children. But it's really something that I will never have the idea to refuse to work in the winery, because for us, I need to continue to go in the good way as my ancestor made.
Well, to go backwards for 1 minute and the honor of being a woman, you are the first woman winemaker. That's that's something to make you very proud in your family as you go forward.
Yes, exactly. Yes. As I said during the panel, my grandfather, especially, he's really proud and he don't really realize, but it's. I think for me, it's something totally, as I said, normal. And my father had three daughters and he knows that one daughter need to be in the winery. And he never asked me, yes, you need to come, or he always said, do what you like, and if you like to come, there is a place for you. And for me, it's really a passion. I love, since I'm really small, like four years, I'm always said, Papa, I can taste the grapes, I can take the juice, I can, I always ask lots of questions, you know. It was always, and after at 18, when I studied viticulture, oenology, I was sure, I said to my father, yes, I love this job, because I can do the technical part. During the harvest, I will be in the vineyard. I will be end of the year more in the cellar, you know. And after, I like to travel to be able to meet some amazing people in the wine business. And it's really a great job, because we do everything. And especially in family like me, you know, we don't have an export manager or something. Of course, we have a great team. It's really important to have a good team. But we do everything, and that's really important to make the wine and also to sell directly my wine.
Sure. And as you say, you have quite a bit on your shoulders. So I've always said about winemakers, which I find very interesting and unlike any other job in the world, you live in the past.
Yes.
You live in the present.
Yeah.
And you live in the future. How many people can say that? And doesn't that tarry up a little bit sometimes?
I'm agree with this. It's exactly like this. And sometimes it's even hard for me, because I'm still really young. I feel young. But today when I plant some vines, it's not for me. It's already for the next generation, you know. I'm lucky to have a little boy. He's only 3 years. But, you know, it's when I decide to plant a Riesling on the Grand Cru Wineck-Schlossberg, for example, I know that the Riesling will be good in 30 years. You know, the vines need time to give the best grapes, and that's why it's really bizarre, because at the same time I still work with my father. I am in the present. I need to evolve. I need to change lots of things, and also I need to think about the future. And I also try to do something good, to be able to give a good winery and a good job I will say to my son. Maybe my son will say, oh, I don't want to work in the winery. I don't know, but I hope that he will ask to work with us. But at the moment, he already loved the tractor and everything, and it's on the good way, I would say.
Well, you don't. So there was never a time that you thought you would do anything else. You sound like you're ready.
I had some question when I was a teenager to say. When I saw my father work so hard, I was always just, I don't know if I will be able to work hard like my father. And actually, no, I'm feel like it's normal, because it's, as I said, it's like a passion. You don't count your arrows. Yeah. And it's just, for me, it's, yeah, maybe during 1 minute in my life, I was wondering if it's my job or not, but that's it. It's really something natural. For me, it was always, I had two sisters. My other sisters, they don't work in the winery. They love wine, they love food, but they don't feel they don't really... likes to work in this business. And me, it was totally the opposite. It was something that really, since I'm young, I love the grapes, the juice, and now I love the wine, of course.
Well, you're called.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't really get a choice,
Exactly.
One question I've been asking winemakers pretty regularly, and it's become a favorite question of mine, and you can take a moment to think about it. For the time, and I'm sorry, I didn't ask you, how long have you been making wine?
10 years. I began in the winery in 2010.
Okay.
Almost 10 years.
So I'm sure you've done some press time, talked to plenty of people like me. And what is the question that you don't get asked that you would like to be asked?
This is a good question, actually. I will say maybe the hard thing is that the technical part. Sometimes it's so hard to work the vineyard, and also, for example, in our domain, we work still with our century wooden cask. But people don't really realize that it's a lot of investment to work with a wooden cask like this. We still work, for example, with huge barrel. We call this barrel food in French, and it's the size is more than 4,000-5,000 liter, and it's really, really hard to keep it. Every year we need to put wine into this barrel. It's not useful like a steel tanks, you know.
Sure.
And sometimes it's hard, because when we travel and when we speak about our wine, we cannot show the reality, you know. We cannot show the hard things like in the vineyard. At the moment, my husband, for example, worked really hard from 4 the morning to 10 the evening, you know, because the vines grow really, really fast. And also the same in the cellar. We need to do all the to make all our wine in, to do the bottling quickly, because the new vintage will soon arrive. And this kind of technical thing, sometimes it's hard to explain that it's not something easy to make wine. And sometimes we can do some mistakes or this kind of things. But most of the time I like also to show picture and to show why our wine is like this, because it's always small details that people don't always see, but it's the details are so important.
Absolutely, yes. About how many cases do you make? Do you measure by cases, or is it strictly by pallets? Or?
I will say in bottle, we make more than 500,000 bottle. And it depends the vintage, but in the past we made much more quantity, and today this is really my choice, and also with my father we have agreed with this. We prefer to make a little bit less but high quality wine, but for us the most important thing is to make wine for different moments and good price value wine. Of course we can make incredible late harvest and Grand Cru, amazing Grand Cru to age, but it's also important important to be able to propose wine with a really good price value, like a good Sylvaner, a good Muscat, Pinot Blanc. We produce in our domain lots of Pinot Blanc, and we export most of our Pinot Blanc because it's a good price value wine. It's easy to understand, easy to match with food. For me, the Pinot Blanc, it's a wine that I like, and it's really shame to see that lots of winemakers, wine growers, they take out the Sylvaner, the Pinot Blanc, Muscat, this kind of inter-level grape variety, to plant more Riesling or Gewürztraminer because it's more famous. I'm not agree with this. I really think that in Alsace we are so much different grape variety, different terroir, and we need to continue on this way to show that in Alsace we can produce everyday wine, but also just a unique style of grand vin d'Alsace, as we can say.
As a farmer, climate change, you're the people, you're on the front lines of climate change. How's it affecting you?
Since 10 years, I would say, we really feel the global warming. And in the past, I remember when I was a children, we always harvested at the beginning of September, middle of September, and most of the time in October, and sometimes for the late harvest, even in November, December. But today, now, since 6-7 years, we begin most of the time in August. It's so early. The main problem also is that it's during the harvest, it's really hot outside. It's sometimes more than 30-35 degrees. And even for the picker, you know, it's really hard. But also the grapes can be a little bit too hot. And that's why we need to adapt lots of things. For example, now we harvest mostly the morning when it's cold and we stop at 12. It's some technical detail, as I said before, but it's so important. And in terms of in the cellar, for example, we decided 2 years ago to invest with a special steel tanks after the press. When the juice arrives, we cool directly the juice. And before, it wasn't like this. It was before we had some open vat, you know, it wasn't hot in the cellar, never. But now we need to adapt lots of little things, the press, the date of harvest, and also, as I said, the settling down, it's more cold. We really try to adapt this, but the most important thing is really to pick the grapes, not too late, not too early, to have the good maturation. And in the past, the harvest was in, I would say, 2-3 weeks maximum. Today, the harvest is really long. Sometimes we begin in August and we finish in December, you know. Or sometimes everything is ripe at the same moment, and we need to be really reactive. But yes, it's never we don't have really rules today. It's every vintage will be different. And always my father said to me, he'd always say, you need to be adaptable. You need to be able to always react quickly to change some vinification stuff. For example, for the Pinot Noir, we also make light and cold maceration. We like to, you know, it depends the vintage, but we don't make the wine exactly the same every year. We really change the method every year. And also, we never harvest at the same period. It's really something that it wasn't like this 30 years ago. And now you have also maybe more difference with the vintage. For example, today we tasted the vintage 2010, was one of my favorite vintage, amazing acidity, richness at the same time. And we also tasted from my domain a 2015, a really hot, warm vintage, but still really fresh, but a different style of vintage, you know. And sometimes we have no cold, warm vintage, super warm vintage. It's really different. And we will see in the future how the wine will age. Maybe it will be also different, but we try to make the best as possible every year.
The wines were tremendous, especially the older wines. It was so impressive. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, what is your website?
The website, it's A good question, because we made a new website one years ago. It was really important for me to show a different image of our domain. Before, it was an old website, but my father was one of the first in Alsace to have a website.
Oh, wow.
It was modern, I can say, but now we have a different website, a little bit more modern as we are. And yes, it's the website. You just put GB Adam Alsace Wine and you will see the website. It's really easy to find. And we also are on the Facebook and Instagram social media. This is also new, and it's more my idea, because my father are not really he don't really understand Facebook, Instagram. He said, but why you spend time to make this kind of things? But I think it's really important for the image of Alsace Wine to communicate about what we make and how we make it. Sometimes I like to take picture of the vineyard, of the cellar, or to show that also we travel, we show the Alsace wine everywhere, and I think today it's really, really important.
It's very important. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come up here and join us, and
thank you
for an excellent seminar.
Thank you.
Learn more by visiting jb-adam.fr.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Additional original music by Ray Pfister. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak and Catherine Shearer. Copyright 2019.